April is Child Abuse Prevention and Awareness Month, and the Northeast Arkansas Children Advocacy Center is working to help law enforcement prosecute those who commit sexual abuse of children, as well as spread awareness about the problem. Executive Director of the Center in Jonesboro is Christy Nichols.
When the kids come in from the hotline, once the hotline's been called on sexual priority one abuse, they come in and we do the forensic interview. We have the sexual assault exam that's done on for pediatrics, and it's specialized only there. We also do advocacy throughout, so we carry on with this case and stay with the child, you know, throughout the case and as long as it's needed.
The center is a child-friendly facility that has waiting areas designed to help put children at ease. The facility also has an interview room and a room where medical exams can take place, all in one building. Nichols says state police investigators work at the center.
We have Crimes Against Children Division of the state police. They actually have an office right in our center. So once they receive the call and they receive the case, they can come right in and bring that case in instead of going out to the home and doing the interview there, or going even to the police station and doing it there. It can be in a child-friendly environment for that child.
And how important is that to be able to have it there at that particular environment?
It's so important because usually, you know, in the past, we've had these children go into the police station right where the offender has been. And, you know, we tell our kids, you know, we do make them afraid of police sometimes, and we shouldn't. But that is the case, that we may say, wear your seatbelt, or you're going to go to jail or something like that. And then as soon as they tell this story of sexual abuse to us, what do? We bring them to the police station, you know, and that's not a bad thing, but you know, that can be traumatizing in itself. And in the past, we'd had anywhere from 15 to 30 people talking to this child, interviewing and re-interviewing this child. And you know that if I asked you a question over and over and over, you may start thinking that I don't believe you. So if we're asking the same questions to a child, that may happen. So it's just so important for them to come to this one location, have a videotaped recording, only be talked to by one person. And that way we can get the real story, so we don't have to make that child feel like they're not telling the truth.
And she says the advantage to have everything needed in one building is that all that needs to be done can take place in one day.
Before, this child would have to go to Little Rock or Memphis. Usually they would go to Little Rock, so we would schedule an appointment for them to go there. If it's an acute case, of course, it would have to be done right away. Usually any case we do is within the day or the next day, usually. But now they can come straight to us and do it right here in this one place. And so they're not having to then travel another 2 or 3 hours to get this exam and have to think about it all the way there. It's just a great place for the kids to come when something like this happens. It's a horrible thing to happen, but this is the best place for them to be when it does happen.
After children are seen, they're then referred to child trauma therapy to help that child. The center covers 9 counties in Northeast Arkansas and has been in existence since 2009. The medical component came to the center in 2012, and the center focuses on prevention, awareness, and support for those who need it. And she says the services are needed.
In 2012, we saw roughly about 245 children. This last year, we saw 331 kids in from our area. We also did 135 sexual assault exams on pediatrics, and that is a big number. But that big number also means that we're doing a lot of efforts on the front end to get those mandated reporters to report. It's not that our abuse rates have just went up. It's that our prevention efforts and our response to it has risen. We actually did last year, within a 3-week time period, we started doing mandated reporter trainings, and we trained 1,868 professionals and teachers in mandated reporting. So that really, I think that is where our increases came, and people know to trust the center and to bring the kids there because they do see the results from it.
And prevention services are provided to all the schools and those who are required to report any suspected abuse. They train the Police Academy at Black River Technical College in Pocahontas and work with area law enforcement and Prosecutor Scott Ellington's office in training sessions designed to teach mandated reporters how to respond to suspected abuse. She tells what she thinks would happen if the center was not in existence.
Without the services that we provide, you know, that child can remain in that place and remain just kind of lost for a little while and not know where to go. But this gives them direction. It gives them structure. It lets them know that, you know, we're not in chaos. When they go through a process that is already in chaos, and then the people that are helping them are in chaos, that doesn't always lead to healing. But this is not chaotic. It's a very structured environment, but it's very relaxed. They come in, they relax with us. We have a playroom, we have a teen room. We just hang out for a little while before, make them comfortable before we, just dive into the interview.
The center is a nonprofit organization that's mandated by the state to stay open, but relies on donations and grants to stay open. Two fundraisers are happening this weekend and next weekend in Jonesboro to raise funds for the center, and she explains what's going on.
Sometimes I think people don't realize how they can support us. There's different ways. We can't always take volunteers within the center, but there are a lot of other things that we can take volunteers for. We're having a race coming up. We can take volunteers for that. We're having a superhero 5K, and that is where the kids can dress up as their superheroes. The adults can too. We're having a 5K and a fun run. You'll get a superhero t-shirt that is really cool. Also in that, we do need volunteers to help us with the water stations, with different things within that, with the child run. We also have a leap of faith skydive coming up. What we're doing in that is it takes a lot of courage for those kids to come in and tell their story. And so we want to respect that courage and do something to show how we support their courage. And so we're jumping out of airplanes this year, and we're asking the community to do that with us. And what they do is they raise $1,000, and they raise $1,000 for the center. They jump out of the airplane for free.
Right.
Yes. They also get their video doing that. They get an I Survived t-shirt. If they chicken out, we have an I Chickened Out t-shirt to wear as well. We're also selling chicken shirts that say, I support the NEACAC, but chickens don't fly. So we're selling those as well to those who just don't want to jump out of a plane but still want to support us.
And once again, more information on that can be found by going to www.neacac.net or by going to our events page on kasu.org.